Okay, so the learning today should be as chusy le nishmas at your chaver chaim elozim and shem shenari, and also Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion should be as chus for fur shlema. Chaim dad ben Menarach, Chana leiv ashein derach, and Abadanti ben Perlin as chus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So we continue in Archas Sadikim, page 298 in Achzarius. So he says like this: the chalal Achzarius included in Achzarius is hagoyzom chaveroi meuma mishaloi. If you steal anything that belongs to your friend, ubazem mitzar oisa. And you cause him pain. And there's a very big punishment for somebody who steals from a poor person. And there's a penalty of death, which is misa b'day shemayim. Don't steal from the poor person because he's poor. Ki Hashem yariv riva. Hashem will fight their battle. The kava es kaveyam nefesh. And spoil the souls of the people who steal. Even though there are, you'll say, well, there's more severe averas than stealing. The punishment for stealing is very severe. Because it says by the Dar Mabul that Kate called Balsar Balafonai, that the end of all living beings comes before me, Kimala Aretz Chamas, because the earth is filled with robbery. So what did them in? Is the chait of robbery, even though they had avodah zarah, gila arayos, shfichas damim, but what did them in was chamas mifneim. Amru chazal sa malea avaynos, that if you have a measure of averus, in mekatrek v'chulam kamaya gazel, that there's nothing more incriminating than stealing. Umisha mitzar yasam ve'almana begazel, and if someone pains an orphan or a widow with stealing, oy ba'achlimam, or embarrassing them, uvechami neitzar, or causing them any pain, is chayav misa b'dei shemayim. We just actually had this, I think it was in the Gemara, we had this, I think so, about causing pain to Ani, no, I, it was in the Parsha, sorry, it's in this past week's Parsha, Rosh Mishpatim, about causing Tsar, that on top of causing Tsar to regular Yid, there's an additional Isser for a Yosef and Amana V'chena Dayanim, so to judges, who are in a position to rescue them from people that are what's it called, bothering them. They ain't done din yasam v'almana, and they don't judge in favor of the yasam and almana. B'nei mavesim, they are guilty of death. K'dechsev kol almana v'yasam loisa anon. Don't, that this is this week's parasha, last week's parasha, don't cause pain to an orphan or a widow. U'ksev im ane sane oisai, that if you do, they'll cry out to me, Shemaya Eshmat Zakase, and I will listen to their, meaning I'll hear their cries, Uksiv, and then what does it say? That my anger will burn, I'll kill you by the sword, and then it will be the wife and your children will be in a similar situation. Your women will be widows because of the almanos that you hurt. For the pain that you caused the yisamim, call yis yisrael over below yisasei, and you're not allowed to cause pain to any yid. Shenemar below yisainu ishas amisa v'yireis v'lekach v'zeh lo yisainu is by nas devar mamar. Is talking about hurting him with words. Varmu chazal call hashar ninalem chutz mishari ayna, that all gates of access to Hashem are closed except when someone cries out because he's being harmed. Therefore, a person has to take a lot of care not to cause pain to someone else, whether in action or bidvarim, or with his words. Okay.